Even at this early hour, there are people waiting on the steps of the Supreme Court, wanting to be present when that historic decision on the Affordable Care Act is read. But as you heard John say, there are lots of other people hard at work in the Capitol today, and some of them also expect to make a little history. The House of Representatives will vote on whether to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt for not producing papers on the ATF's failed gun trafficking operation called Fast and Furious. No sitting attorney general has ever been recommended for contempt by either chamber of Congress. So we've got Todd Zwillick now, our Washington correspondent, to help us wade through the details here. And you know, I wonder, Todd, if this really is just a sort of campaign led by Representative Daryl Issa, or this is perhaps a political thing done just by the GOP, or we should take cues from some of the Democrats who are crossing the aisle, say they'll vote in favor of contempt. What do you think?
I think it's a little bit of all of those things. It's substance also. Democrats have said this is not without substance. The Congress and the executive often struggle over the Congress's right to have information from the executive. There is an executive privilege claim coming from the White House on this issue as well. So it's a little bit of all those things. It's substantive battle. It's political. It's a little bit of Daryl Issa versus John Boehner, his own leader as well. All of these things have been at work. Daryl Issa earlier in this process, it's been going on for well over a year, Celeste. Daryl Issa earlier in this process wanted to issue broad-ranging subpoenas of the Justice Department and of Eric Holder. He was yanked back by his own leadership to the subpoena that's at issue today, which is simply, and it is really, the substance of this contempt vote is narrowed to this. Documents and papers from February to December of 2011. That's why Eric Holder's being voted in contempt of Congress today for failure to produce those documents. They couldn't reach an agreement on those documents. Now, there's lots of other political issues at stake, of course. The right is, after Eric Holder, the right is ginned up about Fast and Furious, and they want results, so they're having the vote today. You mentioned some Democrats are going to vote for this, and that is likely. There have been a couple of Democrats who've said Eric Holder has not been forthcoming, but here's been a twist, Celeste, that's going to get some Democrats on the Republican side on this vote as well. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, is scoring this vote. That was a surprise. When an interest organization scores a vote in Washington, it means they keep track of the votes, and then at election time, they say John Hockenberry has a 100% voting record with the National Orange Pickers Association or something like that. I hope you like my example there.
And it could affect how much money they get from the NRA.
Avocados is what I picked.
Avocados, John Urich. I'm sorry. I always get that wrong. And a lot of organizations do it, Celeste. The AARP does it and the NRA does it. And people really want to preserve that NRA 100% voting record, particularly Democrats in red districts where they're in trouble for re-election, conservative districts. Here comes the NRA, which has always suspected that Fast and Furious was just a way to get towards limiting assault weapons or limiting sales of guns, because these guns in Fast and Furious were straw purchases. The NRA did not like Fast and Furious, and they don't like Eric Holder. They are scoring this vote, even though the vote itself has nothing whatsoever to do with guns or ammo or hunting. It's pretty interesting politics.
Todd, we have a question here I hope you can answer. A listener sent this in. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Mark from the South Coast of Massachusetts. I would really appreciate some sort of explanation as to what the consequences to Eric Holder would be if he is indeed held in contempt. Does that affect his ability, or is it just finger wagging?
Okay, there's two different possibilities here, right? They could take it to court and have a judge rule, or it could go to Eric Holder's own subordinate. What happens?
The contempt citation is referred to the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia, which is an Obama administration appointee, whose job is to then take it to a grand jury and decide if criminal charges based on the failure to comply with the subpoena are warranted. And I couldn't predict what would happen with that. It would seem, in order to bring criminal charges, that U.S. attorney, I'm told by experts, would also have to determine that the facts stand on their own, that despite the political fighting that's going on, that Eric Holder should, in fact, be held to criminal charges for failing to comply with the congressional subpoena. That would be highly unlikely.
Yeah,
certainly not impossible
difficult
under the law, highly unlikely, which means there are political consequences to being held in contempt, certainly. But in the end, a big fat finger wag.
All right. So we've got a couple of minutes here left to Todd. So let's go through a couple of other things that the Congress, the Senate, and the House are doing right now. It looks like we may get movement on the transportation bill, which involves a lot of jobs, and they might just solve the student loan interest rate problem before the deadline of this weekend.
I'll go you one better. Both of those things are solved and done, and we could be looking at a vote as early as tomorrow in the House on a combined package of those two things, a transportation bill about $125 billion worth of bona fide job creation, no forcing of the president's hand on Keystone XL pipeline. The Republicans wound up giving in on that. The Republicans gave in on a demand to repeal and peel back some EPA regulations on coal plants that they didn't like. Democrats gave in on some environmental reviews. The reviews for federally funded highway projects will now be a lot faster, about half the speed as they were before. They cut a lot of red tape and some other things. But Democrats largely got their way on this highway bill, and it's a bona fide jobs bill. Congress doesn't do a lot of them. On the other issue that you mentioned, student loans are at 3.4% now. They were going to double back up to their old rate at the end of the week to 6.8%. They got a deal on that. There always was going to be a deal afoot. Republicans, frankly, were ready to deal on student loans. Democrats kind of dragged this out. Let's not forget, if we could, that it's an election year. They wanted a little bit of messaging accusing Republicans of being against something that I'm here to tell you they were really fine with all along. But the week is out. Everybody wants to go home. They got a deal on both of those things. And look at Congress with some bipartisanship. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, this stuff is going to kind of not really make headlines today, of course, Todd, because everyone's waiting to hear for the Supreme Court.
I want to tell you that Eric Holder vote is buried underneath the Affordable Care Act vote, and you can take a cue from John Boehner about how much news he wants the Eric Holder vote to make by how they scheduled it. We're going to be talking about health care the rest of the day and the rest of the week, aren't we?
And you're going to be there when the decision comes down?
Yeah, we'll be on the steps at the end of the show to have this historic vote come down. There has been a great deal of – we've been talking about it a lot, but even yesterday, the messaging prep that's going on in Washington, Republicans in the House are having a conference meeting of their Republican conference at 10:30, just as the decision comes down, to enforce message discipline. No running out there, no freelancing. We've got to sign people to speak on this. We don't want you guys running out and doing that. Democrats in the Senate are doing the exact same thing.
This is the no yippee meeting.
no spiking of the football, Republicans have said, but also no going off and saying what we should do, criticizing the president. We've got a message on this, which has been very carefully coordinated with Mitt Romney. That's important in an election.
Yeah.
Democrats likewise coordinating with the White House,
right,
trying
course.
To keep senators from doing it, but that's harder to do. So they'll be out there freelancing.
Todd Zwillick, we will be checking back with him later when he's on the steps of the Supreme Court. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.